Pendragon, Book 5, Black Water, by D.J. McHale. Prologue. Acolytes. That's what this was all about. It was also about saving humanity from being crushed by a villainous demon named Saint Dane. But that was a little much for Mark Diamond and Courtney Chetwynd to tackle right off the bat. They figured becoming acolytes was the best way to ease into the whole universe-saving thing. The two friends sat together on a musty old couch in a small New York City apartment. They were there to learn the mysterious ways of the acolytes. Not exactly dramatic surroundings, considering they were hearing words that would change their lives forever.
"You are the acolytes from Second Earth now," said Tom Dorney, whose apartment it was. "With press gone, I'm no longer needed. It may be an easy job compared to what the travelers do, but I think you'll agree it's an important one."
"We do.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir,"
Mark and Courtney assured him. Dorney turned to look out his window and frowned. He was an old guy with short-cropped gray hair and excellent posture. He was once a soldier. Old habits die hard.
"Is there something you're not telling us?"
Courtney asked.
Dorney sighed and said,
"It's just a feeling."
"What?"
she demanded.
"I don't know,"
Dorney said, troubled.
"I didn't like what I heard about Velox."
"Yeah, no kidding,"
Courtney said.
"What I mean to say is, be careful. Saint Dane has finally had a victory, and there's no telling what's next. From this point on, I can't guarantee that the old rules still apply."
This was chilling news for Mark and Courtney on their first official day as